From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. South Korean officials say the recovery operation after Wednesday's deadly ferry accident may take up to 2 months. Giant floating cranes are standing by to raise the sunken ferry. Officials say they won't be used until they're sure no one is still alive inside. The confirmed death toll has climbed to 32. Some 270 people are still missing. And the BBC's Jonathan Head reports divers are battling dangerous conditions trying to find them.
The currents are so incredibly strong and visibility is very, very limited. The ship is sitting between 10 and 37 metres deep in the water, and that limits the amount of time the divers can spend down there. There's quite a number of divers out there, both Navy divers and experienced civilian divers, and they've been going down. They said they made 40 attempts today. One described the current as so strong that it ripped the face mask off his face. So, you know, that gives you a sense of how tough it is.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in South Korea. Ukraine is suspending operations against pro-Russian activists in the eastern part of the country for the Easter holiday. But Ukraine's foreign minister warns military action will resume if separatists continue to occupy government facilities. The activists are refusing to lay down their arms, as called for by a diplomatic agreement reached in Geneva this week. In Syria, the army is making steady progress pushing through the final rebel enclave in Homs. NPR's Alice Fordham reports activists and fighters fear their struggle is nearing its end in the city once known as the capital of the uprising.
Activists reported 22 rebel fighters were killed Friday in Homs. Soldiers and militias loyal to President Bashar al-Assad moved into the old city district where rebels have been besieged for more than 2 years. Around 1,200 rebels are thought to be there. Under a UN-brokered truce, about 1,500 civilians and fighters were evacuated earlier this year. The ceasefire has since been broken by both sides, and the opposition's Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Assad's forces are moving in, though they have been delayed by mines. American officials said Assad's actions were despicable, but a UN meeting Thursday failed to agree on action. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
Meanwhile, four French journalists held hostage in Syria for the past 10 months are now free. It's not clear which group in Syria's civil war kidnapped them or why they were released. The French government says it did not pay a ransom. In Oklahoma City.
Not for a moment did you forsake me.
A ceremony on this 19th anniversary of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building. 168 people died in an act of domestic terrorism. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon.
The horror, the brutality, and the evil act on the Murrah Building can never be forgotten and can never be overstated.
The city observed a moment of silence for each of the victims. This is NPR. In Pakistan, another in a series of militant attacks on journalists today. NPR's Philip Reeves reports one of Pakistan's most prominent TV anchors was shot and injured in Karachi.
Hamid Mir is one of Pakistan's best-known and controversial journalists, and one of the few reporters to interview Osama bin Laden. His employer, GOTV, says four men on motorcycles opened fire on Mir's car as he was going from Karachi airport to the office. He was shot twice, but is out of danger, it says. Attacks and threats against Pakistan's journalists are alarmingly common. 3 weeks ago in Lahore, gunmen pumped bullets into another TV anchor's car, killing the driver. In January, three media workers in Karachi were shot dead. Pakistan's government's promised better security measures for the media. It'll now face added pressure to carry these through. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
Malaysia's acting transport minister says the search for the missing flight MH370 is at a critical juncture. The U.S. Navy's Bluefin 21 robotic submarine is searching an area of the seafloor some 6 miles in diameter where acoustic signals were picked up earlier this month. The Navy says the underwater drone is diving deeper than the recommended limit, but they say it's at an acceptable level of risk. Malaysian officials say the drone will complete its search of the area within the week. Beginning today, the federal government's health insurance website is making people change their password when they sign in. This after the Obama administration reviewed healthcare.gov's vulnerability to the Heartbleed security bug. Officials say the site is not compromised. They insist they are acting out of an abundance of caution. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.